We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Avodim, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Yud Beis. V'zeh Bechinas Birchas Koyanim. In the previous paragraph, we were discussing a Bezdin, why a Bezdin has to have three judges related regarding conversion and regarding other issues, and Rav Nosson Zal went into a major explanation regarding the number three and its sources in Kedusha. Now he's continuing from there. V'zeh b'chinas birchas koyanim. Based on what we were learning before, we'll be able to understand some deeper insights regarding the inyan of birchas koyanim, the blessing that the kohanim give to the Jews. Ki ha-koyanim heim b'chinas yemin, shehu b'chinas koydum abriya kanal. Because we know that it's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah that Kohen Levi Yisrael correspond to Chesed, Gevura, and Teferis. Kohen is Chesed, which is on the right. Levi is Gevura, which is on the left. Yisrael is referred to as Teferis, which is the combination of both. So Kohen is the right, which in our discussion that we've been having till now represents before creation. We had spoken about that before Hashem created the world, there was only Hashem, which means there was only Chesed, there was only the right side. It's called Kula Yamin. When the Sifrei Kabbalah speak about the highest levels of Kedusha, like the Keser, the crown, we're told over there it's all right. R-I-G, you know, it's all the right side. There is no concept of a left up there. So the right is related to Koidem Abriya, before creation. Umishom nimshochim kol habrochos. And it's from there, actually, that all blessings originate. Ki ikar achizas haklolo hurak achar abriya kanal. Because the whole possibility of a curse having any, being able to function in any way, only came into being after creation. Before creation, there was only Hashem, only Chesed, only the right side. There was no possibility of a left, gvura, Klola, anything like that. V'alkein Aharon HaKoyen Hoyameinif Eskol Halavim. And this is why the Torah tells us that part of the initiation ceremony for the Levim was that Aharon HaKoyen would pick up each and every single Levi. This week's parasha? I'm sorry? Even better. Today happens to be Rosh Chodesh of Tov Shin Ayin, which is the yahrzeit of Aharon HaKohen. This is one of the only, if not the only, yahrzeit that's written in the Chumash, in the five books of the Torah, where it says that on the first day of the fifth month, the month of Av, is when Aharon HaKohen passed away. So Aharon HaKohen used to lift up each one of the Levim. Ki ha-Levim heim bebechinas ha-Tahara, bechinas achar abriya, Shemishom yuchal lehishtalshel achizo lebechinas cheshboinos rabim shubechinas asitrachra. Because as we learned previously, we mentioned that there was before creation, then there was creation, and at the point of creation is when the term tahara first came into existence. Because before creation, when it's all right, there's no concept of tahara even, Rabbi Nizal says. So once there was creation, there was Tahara, and from Tahara, it's possible for it to spin off to become Tumah, Chas v'Shalom, to have Tumah. So the Levim, we know, are the Bechina of Tahara. There's a Pasuk, V'tiharto es ha-Levim. Bechinas achar habriya, they represent after creation. That from there is a potential of cheshboinos rabim, of many, which is the term that's used to represent the Sitra Achra. We know that the Kedusha is referred to as Hashem Echod. The Sitra Achra is referred to as Elohim Acherim, plural. Alkein hoyotzorech ha-koyein lohonef es ha-levim. This is why the Koyein was required to lift up the Levim, kedei sheyia nichlal achar abriya b'koydem abriya, b'bechinas kula yechod. By doing that, he was elevating the Levi from where he starts out in achar abriya, elevating him to koydem abriya, to become part of the Koyein, who represents koydem abriya, kula yechod. Kedei sheyizbatel achizas hasitra achra, in order to eliminate the hold of the Sitra Achra, She'achizoso machmas horichuk me'echot kanal. Whereby the whole ability, the whole power of the Sitra Achra comes as we move away from oneness. When there's oneness, the Sitra Achra has no potential at all whatsoever. The more we move away from one, such as when Hashem created the world. When Hashem created the world, now there was Hashem and the world. So there's no more one. Now there's more than one. That's when there became a potential for the Sitra Achra to be active. V'zehu bechinas habrocha shemuva b'zohar HaKadosh shehoyu mevorachin es Yisrael koidem amispar v'achra kach kanal. Now we'll understand also why the Zohar HaKadosh says, as we mentioned earlier, that it's a dangerous thing to count Jews. Because counting is moving away from one. Counting is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And counting means that there's a possibility, there's a potential for Midas Hadin, for a Ra, an Ayin Hara, etc., all kinds of negative things. So the Zohar HaKadosh says that before and after they would count the Jews, the Kohanim would give a bracha to Klal Yisrael. Because a counting is related to after creation, which is where the Sitra Achra has its achiza. Therefore, it was necessary to have a birkas koyanim precede the count and follow the count, in order that this entire count should be plugged in to before creation, Sheshom HaBrocha, which is the source of Brocha, Shelo Yihia Achizo LaHaKlola Chas V'Shom, that the Klola should not have any place to grab onto. Shachizosom BeBechinas Mispor, Klola usually draws its strength, its base comes from a place of account. Shehu BeBechinas Achra Bria, which is related to Achra Bria. Asher B'Shvil Zeh, this is also the reason why we mentioned earlier that they had to give tzedakah when they were counting. They would make a head tax. Each person would give a certain coin. V'chanal, as we explained earlier, v'alkein birchas koyanim mishuleshes. And this is also why the Jews received the bracha from the koyanim, which was also in three, as we explained in the previous paragraph. The importance of this three, that the three represents right, left, and middle. Middle is the machria. Middle is the peacemaker, the one that brings together, that brings the left into the right.